Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Is anybody else, and I know that it's not like, I'm comparing more the amount of player movement here. And I know, as somebody corrected me already, because that's what happens on Twitter, saying some of these guys can actually skate. I'm just getting general 2013 vibes from this, like an extremely active, sudden and very active deadline period for Rutherford, where he's getting antsy. Zucker as a trade, fine. Even Marlowe as a trade, okay, fine. You explained that well, positional versatility, Sean. This feels like a deal where they have traded one superior player, at least on paper, for two inferior ones, to me at least.
I think Dominic Cahoon is the best player that changed hands in that deal. But that's not to say that Rodriguez and Cherry are not useful. And it's not like 2013, and I know you've been corrected on this, like you said, but the biggest issue in 2013 wasn't that they added a bunch of players. The issue was that the players that they added were mainly bad.
Yeah.
Brennan Morrow was at the end of the rope, at the end of his rope. Douglas Murray is best in the press box. He's a funny dude and everyone liked talking to him, but his days as a useful hockey player were past him. And that's not true for these guys. They're worth something for sure.
I think it's now fair to say that they are going to have in their top nine three left wingers who did not start the year with the Penguins: Zucker, Marlowe, and Cherry in some combination. I don't know what the order is. I don't know who's with Sid, who's with Malkin, and who's on their third line, but that's...
So you get one guy serves as the Kessel replacement, Zucker, in some theory.
Marlowe's in terms of production, you're talking.
Yeah, Marlowe's a versatility guy, and Cherry, as you said, they never wanted to trade him in the first place.
That was Sean who said that.
Well, you both said that.
I think we're going to hear their plan whenever Rutherford speaks, and that's in,
well, yeah, because
well,
he does
in 25 minutes. He always lays it out there.
Yeah,
he's going to say, you know, we think Evan Rodriguez can do X. We acquired Connor Sheary to do Y. That's what he does. That's how he rolls. He's talking in 25 minutes. But in the meantime, you know, as the three of us are just sitting here trying to guess at it, yeah, it's tough because they just traded Evgeny Malkin's left wing. I mean, that's what happened.
Do you think they'll keep Sid and Simone together?
I think Sid wants to play with Simone. So if as
so
long,
the guy that's got to be on his left
case,
side needs to score, needs yes. to be a finisher.
Correct. Because I
that's
love
not Cherry.
Oh yeah, no.
Well aware of Connor Sherry's deficiencies.
They did not acquire Connor Sherry to play with.
The Gensel injury really is like, I mean, that punched. They surmounted it in the immediate term. That punched a massive hole in their roster. It is just, it's coming to roost now. You realize how valuable he was and how good he is.
How
become.
Does Cherry Malkin rust hit you?
Cherry Malkin rust.
If Sherry's gotten better on defense, I mean, okay.
He's gotten better in terms of driving play. Like, he's a better puck. He's basically a better puck possession player now than when he left. I don't know if I like that. I think I would rather play Malkin Malkin. I think I would rather play Marlowe on the Malkin Rust line than Cherry.
Pierre LeBrun reporting that Sammy Vatanen, Devils defenseman who's on the injured reserve, has been traded to Carolina. So if you're keeping score here in the Metro, Washington has traded for Dylan and Kovalchuk. The Penguins have acquired Zucker, Marlowe, and Cherry. The Islanders have Andy Green and J.G. Pageau. The Kings of the Dot, better known as the Flyers, have added more Kings of the Dot in Nate Thompson and Derek Grant. They are trying to win every faceoff and thus win every game that way. Carolina has brought in Vinny Trocheck and now Vatanen. And the Rangers kept Chris Kreider.
Trocheck is the best player in that group. And the Hurricanes stole him from the Florida Panthers, who are 3 points out of a playoff spot and inexplicably decided
Sean,
to do this.
Sean, he's a well-liked player here because he's local, and that helps with fans.
Yeah.
A, recognize you, and B, think you might be better than you are. Why is the production not there from him this year, though? They score a million goals in Florida.
It's bad. It's bad luck, mainly. I mean, his
production is not there.
His shooting percentage is way low.
He has 36 points.
The on ice save percentage for him, which is just measures how the opposing goalies are doing when he's on the ice, is really high, unsustainably so. He's had a bad luck 6 weeks or whatever. And when something like that happens with a forward that Dale Talon has on his team, you can probably expect him to get traded. And that's what happened. Also, by the way, you left out Zach Parise.
Is that done?
I think it's...
I don't have that done yet.
I don't
yet.
Know that it's done, but it certainly
I have
seems...
no movement clause clearance or waived. I don't have a deal yet. Or 7 minutes, but of course things get done after the deadline. They trickle in.
Is it oversimplifying and just being like just a complete moron to say the best possible addition they could have is just Dumoulin coming back good to this team?
That's no.
Seems obvious that is like
no,
the thing that they need to have happen more than any of this stuff.
It might be an oversimplification. It might be some kind of cliche. That's always what you hear whenever teams have guys injured, right?
The best acquisition they can get is a healthy Brian Dumoulin.
It's one of those things that you hear it and you reflexively roll your eyes because it's false so often. In this case, it's not false. The most important thing that they can do is fix their defensive pairings. They need Brian Dumoulin to play with Chris Letang again. They need John Marino to play with Marcus Pettersson again. And they need to figure out what to do with what's left over on the third pairing. That's the single most important thing that needs to come out of the next little bit for them.
How do they get through the next month without Marino if Dumoulin stays out?
Well, I
Sean,
would imagine
like, what
I think Marino's going to be. He's not going to be out another month. I'd be surprised. I'd be surprised if he were. I think he's coming back sooner rather than later. They don't have a lot of great options. That's kind of what it comes
Man,
down
Pettersson
to.
Pettersson had about the worst game of his life yesterday, huh?
He was
you know
bad.
What though? He's done enough in my mind in his career here so far that he gets like the occasional free pass on a bad game where I don't read anything into
How about
it.
Schultz?
I don't project. No, he's stunk for a while.
Absolutely. I mean, Johnson shouldn't play with Chris Letang, but at the same time, what else could you do? Do you play Jack Johnson with Justin Schultz?
Schultz going 20 games without a point
on that
is,
pair.
Or do
you pair him with the best player you have on the blue line and hope it trickles down somehow?
There's no good options. It's almost like two of their three best defensemen are hurt, right? And when that happens, like what are you going to do? Like everybody is playing at least one level up from where they should.
Except for Schultz. And he's right where he's supposed to be, and he's done crap.
If you drop him down to the third pair, that's why the left side of that defense is so interesting to me, because I'm not sure who you play Schultz with other than Johnson, and they were so bad against the Islanders. I think it scarred Sullivan. There's a reason those guys haven't played together deliberately since. Yep.
Schultz has really screwed them by having a reverse Bud Dupree All effect right. in his contract year.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.